group thing. I'll meet you back, you know, an hour later for the stress management. There has to be a demonstration of a commitment to try to, right, to do the entire program, to be open to the group support. Sometimes that seems so intimidating, but it's not therapy by any stretch. It's not therapy. The group support is, the main purpose is to identify or renew our identification of our feelings. You know, like, what's going on in here? I just had this major event happen. I'm dealing with a crisis in disease management, and I'm not real happy about this. I might even be a little sad or depressed. You know what? And so during group, it's mostly about just tuning into that and really learning to communicate so you feel supported and nurtured.
It's interesting. You know, I think that, you know, sitting from my point of view, I think it would be difficult for me with the vegan type food thing.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else, no, right? The vegan type food thing would be a little difficult for me. But by the same token, I don't have the heart problems that those people have. Mm-hmm. So if I had the heart problems and this was the alternative, you know, you do what you have to do. You know?
Yes.
You may not like it, and you may chew a little bit here and there, but, you know, which I'm sure people do. But
we're only human.
Right. A little bit of ice cream once in a while, you know, something like that. But, you know, I think that if you had this problem, and this is the alternative to getting you through to go on with your life, you do what you have to do.
Yeah, I think that, so on our soon to be on the Hunterdon's website, but and certainly on the Ornish website, you can, you know, as you're kind of hesitating or you're curious about the whole program, there are just dozens of testimonials, including our own, you know, out of our 40 participants, several have shared
over the past year.
Over the past year. And I can think of so many of them where it really it came down to that a young man really dropped dead on the ice hockey rink and has family and kids, and it was a wake-up call for him. Just like you said, he's like, I don't think I have a choice. I want to live, and I want to, and I still smile every time I think about him and see him. First of all, I don't recognize him. He just looks so good, but he's doing well, and he's back to playing hockey, and this was a tough decision for him, but life was calling a little bit more for him.
Right,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's just amazing. Is this program covered by insurance?
So that's another real interesting, as we're getting into this. Medicare, of course, in 2000, I think it was 2013, took the leap and said, yes, this program is covered if you have any one of those diagnoses that we talked about, okay?
Right.
So they are committed, which I think is amazing that Medicare would take that on. As each private indemnity or other insurance plans get pulled in and called in, we've been working with them both nationally and even locally through HealthWays. Is the HealthWays ShareCare is the corporation that oversees the delivery of the program, so they're working. And very slowly, we've seen pushback. I wouldn't be honest if I didn't say that. Blue Cross Blue Shield has made a commitment. Aetna, right now, it kind of depends on the day. Cigna, no, they are not. They are calling it still experimental, even though it's clearly been established that it's not. United Health, some have covered. So they're getting into the fold. Advantage, Medicare Advantage covers it. The belief is, as we across the country see the impact of these numbers, these significant numbers in reduction in risk factors, in the end, they're saving thousands and thousands of money.
Exactly.
And also reduction in medications.
Sure.
That they'd be hard pressed not to.
Not to do it, right.
Right.
If someone wanted to.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I don't know about it. I haven't seen it. What report is that?
That was President Trump last weekend asked about the matter. Now his national security advisor is out as Michael Flynn has resigned after coming under fire over questions about whether he discussed lifting sanctions against Russia with the Russian ambassador before Trump was even inaugurated. Retired Lieutenant General Joseph Keith Kellogg, now the acting national security advisor, until Trump names a permanent one. Despite strong opposition from Democrats, another cabinet nominee has been confirmed.
On this vote, the yeas are 53, the nays are 47.
Steve Mnuchin then sworn in at the White House last night. Easily confirmed as new VA secretary was David Shulkin.
The yeas are 100, the nays are 0.
This is USA Radio News.
High blood pressure is affecting Americans in epidemic proportions. If you're one of the millions trying to reduce your blood pressure to improve your health, there is a great new way to help you do it without drugs. It is the Zona, Z-O-N-A Plus. Air Force researchers discovered this effective and non-invasive treatment that works with isometric therapy. Check it out now at OrderZona.com or call 800-936-9080. Clinical studies have shown more than a 10% drop in blood pressure for regular users of Zona Plus. Get yours today by calling 800-936-9080 or going online to OrderZona.com. Listeners of this station will save $50 by using promo code USA2017. Reduce your blood pressure now the safe and drug-free way. 800-936-9080 or OrderZona.com and use promo code USA2017. That's 800-936-9080.
We're doing everything we can to get this dam in shape that they can return.
That's California Governor Jerry Brown delivering a message to the more than 180,000 people forced to evacuate their homes as the result of a potential crisis at the Oroville Dam in Northern California.
We'll continue to do whatever it takes to make sure we have a safe dam up there.
There are concerns about more rains coming later this week, and there's no word on when those people will be able to return to their homes. President Trump says immigration officials are not just rounding up illegal immigrants, but they're getting rid of the worst ones. Here's Sharon Reed.
The Homeland Security Department says nearly 700 undocumented immigrants have been arrested in raids across the country.
We're actually taking people that are criminals, with a tremendous track record of abuse and problems, and we're getting them out.
President Trump says he is living up to a campaign pledge to rid the U.S. of immigrant criminals, drug lords, and gang members.
And this is USA Radio News.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
South Korean media reporting that the estranged half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was murdered yesterday in Malaysia. One Korean TV news channel saying Kim Jong-nam, the oldest son of the late dictator Kim Jong-il, was killed by two women who used poison needles at the Kuala Lumpur airport. The two attackers reportedly took off in a taxi and haven't been found. The half-brother of the North Korean leader fell out of favor in 2001 after he was caught apparently trying to use a fake passport to visit Disneyland in Tokyo. A disturbing story out of New York City where a 75-year-old Queens woman is killed by her own dog, and neighbors say there were warning signs. Here's Sarah Lee Kessler.
She had blood all over her.
Rosa Lopez says Luis Hermita, her Long Island City neighbor, had recently adopted the mastiff that mauled her Monday. She reportedly was planning to return it after it ripped a smaller dog to shreds. Construction worker John Bryan works nearby and saw it happen.
Just that ripping them apart like a rag doll.
The dog turned on Hermita a week and a half later, causing deadly injuries. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
And it seems crash test dummies are... reflecting the added weight gained by Americans. Test dummies used to weigh 170 pounds. Virginia's new Human Tex company is now producing a heavier crash test dummy that weighs 273. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Good morning. This is Tony Clark. This is Some Things About Money, and it is Tuesday, February 14th, 11 a.m. in the morning. We're broadcasting from Flemington, New Jersey. The weather today is mostly sunny with a high near 90, with a high near 39, breezy with a northwest wind 22 to 24 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 44 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 21, northwest wind 6 to 13 miles per hour. On Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 44, light west wind becoming west 6 to 11 miles per hour in the morning. Winds could gust as high as 21 miles per hour. On Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 25. Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 36. In the evenings, with a low around 22. And Friday and through the weekend, looks like mostly sunny with a highs in the middle 47s. And on Sunday, almost nearing 54 degrees. Looks like a beautiful weekend coming up. Today is February 14th, Valentine's Day. I hope everybody's having a happy Valentine's Day. We'll be right back with Some Things About Money and Joe Patton in just a moment.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we're off. This is Joe Patton, Certified Financial Planner, Patton Heide & Associates, and you are listening to Some Things About Money. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone out there. Hope you're having a great day, and if not a great day so far, a fabulous evening tonight. Oh, let's see, Tony, what are we going to talk about? There's just so much going on. Maybe we'll just stick to money for now. U.S. stocks, kind of mixed, listening to Janet Yellen's testimony. Not doing a great deal for bonds, but right now the Dow Jones Industrial Average is sitting at, I would say somewhere around 20,418 points. That's up 6.24 after being down most of the trading session. The S&P 500 is at 2325. That's up, actually down now, 2.8. And the NASDAQ is at 5756, down 7 points. So U.S. markets are kind of treading water right now. Over in Europe, you know, stocks really continue to edge a little bit lower. The FTSE's down 12 points, 0.17%. The DAX is about flatlined, and the CAC is up a little bit over 8 points. Taking a look at gold and oil, well, oil first is up 49 cents a barrel to $53.42. Gold prices are down $2.20 an ounce to $12.24. And the 10-year Treasury, on Janet Yellen's testimony, is, down. The yield is up to 2.49%. So that's the market update. Tony, today I think we'll talk about a few different things. I know we have information from David Joy. He's our Ameriprise Chief Market Strategist. We're going to talk about the busy week ahead. And also, I heard the terrible news about the dog. We'll talk a little bit more about dog, Pavlov's dog, and the reparation debate as it relates to all of those dollars that are sitting overseas. We're also going to maybe have a little bit of time to talk about capital controls that really is driving the demand for Chinese stocks. And towards the end, maybe six signs you're ready to retire. An interesting article written by Sarita Harbor that gives us a lot of hints as to whether or not you can make that decision to retire early. But I think what we'll do is we'll start a little bit with David Joy. You know, stocks continued to set new highs last week. Each of the major U.S. indices closed at new records as fourth quarter corporate earnings growth continued to climb. And President Trump, well, he said the outline of the new tax plan would be coming in a few weeks. The S&P 500 rose 0.8% for the week, leaving it higher on the year by 3.5%. The NASDAQ climbed 1.2%, pushing its year-to-date gain to 6.5%. And the Dow added 1%, leaving it higher on the year by 2.6%. Among the leading sectors on the week were industrials, telecom, and consumer stocks. The fourth quarter earnings session, well, that's now two-thirds complete. And FactSet now expects aggregate growth of 5% for both earnings and revenue. Calendar year 2017 expectations have slipped slightly. Earnings growth of 10.3% is now expected. That is down from 11.7% that we were looking at the start of the quarter. Oil prices? Well, much to do about oil. The price of oil was little changed on the week. Brent crude climbed 41 cents to $56.70 a barrel, while WTI added just 3 cents to close at $53.86 a barrel. However, prices firmed at the end of the week after International Energy Agency reported that OPEC had followed through in January on its promised production cuts in an effort to eliminate the global supply overhang. It was the first month of the six-month production cut agreement, suggesting at least initial discipline among the major producers. They don't have a very good history of following through, but we'll see if somehow this time is different. At the same time, Baker Hughes reported that the U.S. oil rig count rose for the fourth consecutive week and is now 80% higher than the May 2016 low. However, at 591 active rigs, the total remains well below the peak of 1,600 2 years ago. Production has held up better than rig count would imply, however, as technology has improved, making OPEC's objective more difficult to achieve. Now, the XLE Energy Sector ETF rose 2.1% over the final 3 days of last week, but fell 0.2% for the week as a whole. For the year-over-year date, the sector is down 2.7% as WTI has traded in a tight range between $52 and $54 a barrel. Bond yields? Well, bond yields down, except, not so much today. Bond yields drifted lower last week. The 10-year note fell 6 basis points to close at 2.41%, while the 2-year slid 1 basis point to 1.2% as the spread between the two compressed by 121 basis points. At its post-election peak on December 22nd, the spread reached 136 basis points. Nevertheless, the BKX Bank Index has edged fractionally higher since that peak as expectations of reduced regulation and accelerating growth continue to prop up the group. What else is going on? Changes at the Fed. The promise of regulatory relief, well, that got a boost last week as Fed Governor Daniel Tororo announced his retirement effective in early spring. The two Fed governor seats already vacant. Now the president has an even greater opportunity to influence the makeup of the Fed, and this is in addition to the seat occupied by Chair Yellen, whose term expires in February of 2018. Busy week ahead? Well, last week's economic calendar was fairly light with little to move the market sentiment. That is not the case this week. With readings on retail sales, producer and consumer prices, industrial production, housing starts and permits, and leading indicators are all scheduled. Fed Chair Yellen is also scheduled to give her semi-annual report on monetary policy, which is taking place today. And that's in the Senate, and tomorrow it will be held in the House of Representatives. Fed Fund futures, they continued to ascribe a roughly 1 in 3 chance of a rate increase in March, but expect the chair to remain noncommittal. Lastly, fourth quarter earnings continue with Cisco, Deere, Pepsi, and Marathon Oil among the names scheduled to report this week. So that's the quick and dirty information from David Choi, again, Ameriprise Chief Market Strategist. I think, Tony, we'll take our first break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about some things about money.
Rapp Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rapp Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton, Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we're back. You're listening to Some Things About Money. This is Joe Patton, certified financial planner from Patton, Heidi & Associates, located at 1318 Route 31 North in beautiful Annandale, New Jersey. I wish the weather was as beautiful as Annandale, but right now it's not looking all that great. Well, let's see. What is going to be great is the soup cook-off that we were planning on having on February 27th from 5 to 7 at Central. And we're hoping that all of you can show up because every year we are able to contribute a significant amount of money to the 6 food pantries here in Hunterdon County. So put the date on the calendar to check it off and make sure that you bring all your friends and family because it's a wonderful event and the soups are just fabulous. Let's see. Pavlov's dog and the reparation debate. A lot of conversation about, what is it, $1 trillion, $2 trillion, $3 trillion for. I have no idea how much is out there, but quite frankly, it's a lot of money. And I know that the last time it happened, a lot of tax revenue was generated, and that's something that we could all use, considering the extended amount of our national debt and the plans from the current president to invest a lot of money, really a biggie amount of money, on infrastructure. So we want to make sure that we have as much as possible so we don't explode the national debt even more. Well, the prospect of U.S. companies bringing billions in offshore cash back home may bring about visions of massive plant and equipment investments and job creation over the next few years. However, based on history, complex tax laws, and plain old human behavior, the benefits of reparation may be harder to quantify in our view. As a reminder, American corporations are allowed to defer taxes on foreign profits until these are repatriated back to the United States by the parent company. As such, headlines that U.S. corporations have trillions of dollars trapped overseas may not tell the whole story. In fact, the cash is not trapped, but the profits earned by foreign entities remains deferred since the statutory tax to bring the money home is significant. How significant, you ask? Well, essentially, large corporations in the U.S. are required to pay the U.S. statutory rate of 35% minus any foreign taxes already paid on the profits. For example, say Company A generated $100 in profits in a low, no-tax country such as Singapore or Ireland, where the tax rate is zero for simplicity purposes. The $100 profit is deferred, yet reported as part of the cash short-term investments on the company's balance sheet. Since stock buybacks and dividends for U.S. companies must be paid with U.S.-held cash, the company may want to bring this money home. Here, a Company A will be required to pay $35 in taxes on the foreign profit, thus bringing home just $65 for the U.S. in actual cash. This is a steep price to pay, especially with the talk of, well, let's just call it a reparation holiday, potentially in the works, where a one-time tax, say under 10%, would be levied on repatriated foreign earnings. In fact, many U.S. companies have resorted to taking on debt to help fund buybacks and dividends with the expectation that repatriation is coming. However, if the last repatriation holiday is any measure of what to expect, you may want to stay a little bit tempered. Last holiday, 2004, part of the American Jobs Creation Act enabled U.S. corporations to repatriate income held outside the United States at a 5.2% tax rate, which brought home approximately $312 billion, and that generated tax revenue of approximately $16.4 billion. Moreover, we believe the anticipated increase in jobs, infrastructure, and investment spending from the 2004 holiday will be difficult, if not impossible, to precisely quantify and measure. In our view, the problem with the tax holiday is analogous to Pavlov's dog, and you're waiting to see when that came in. If corporations are expecting a tax holiday, the bell, they may shift even more profits overseas with the expectation of receiving a significantly lower tax rate. That's the treat. So in our view, the ambiguity of benefits and possible strings around what is done with the repatriated cash may make some companies loath to move a significant amount of deferred profit until a better-sounding bell is rung, or there is more comprehensive and structural corporate tax reform. So it's interesting. A lot of people are just assuming that because all of this money is offshore, we could bring it back, and that'll pretty much be the end of it. Personally, I happen to favor repatriation, but with some strings attached. Those strings might be to have those dollars go into an infrastructure bank to help cover all of the infrastructure spending that the Trump administration may be creating for us. Now, certainly, that would be something that would be, supported by the Democratic Party. Fewer Republicans, especially much fewer conservatives, would be in favor of debt, unless, of course, there would be an opportunity for growth on the other side to generate tax revenue to offset those spending. And a repatriated bank account may not be the worst idea in the world because, So we could directly apply those tax dollars to those infrastructure jobs, which in the future would create even more jobs and more tax revenue for the United States. So let's hope that actually does happen. Well, let's see. Let's do a update of the markets. Stocks are still mixed on Chair Yellen's testimony. Dow Jones Industrial Average is currently up 7 points to 20,419. The S&P down 1.7 to 2326. The NASDAQ down 4.53 to 57.59. Europe continues to be lower. The FTSE down 12 points. The DAX down 4. The CAC up 4.6. So flatlining there as well. And oil prices still up 53 cents a barrel to 53.46. Gold is up 60 cents an ounce to 12.26. And the 10-year Treasury yield is currently sitting at 2.486%. Chair Yellen is now saying that the Fed should not wait too long for the next rate hike. So being a little bit more aggressive than what was earlier expected. We'll have to see how that works out. A hawkish Janet Yellen. Who would have thought? Tony, I think what we're going to do is take a bottom-of-the-hour break, and when we come back, we can talk a little bit more about some things about money. You are listening to Joe Patton, Certified Financial Planner, with Tony Clark on the board, making your day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
If the National Security Advisor does no longer have the trust of the president or vice president, it's important that he would offer his resignation, and he has, and it was important for the president to accept it.
That's Republican Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming commenting on the resignation of Michael Flynn as National Security Advisor. Flynn resigning last night after coming under fire over questions about whether he discussed lifting sanctions against Russia with the Russian ambassador before President Trump was inaugurated.
The FBI and the Department of Justice are looking into that.
Barrasso says he expects Congress will too. Former ambassador to Russia in the Obama administration, Michael McFaul, says,
obviously, I want to know if the president himself instructed General Flynn to make those calls and to make those offers about holding off on the sanctions and the tit for tat.
Today's the first day on the job for new Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. This is USA Radio News.
High blood pressure is affecting Americans in epidemic proportions. If you're one of the millions trying to reduce your blood pressure to improve your health, there is a great new way to help you do it without drugs. It is the Zona, Z-O-N-A Plus. Air Force researchers discovered this effective and non-invasive treatment that works with isometric therapy. Check it out now at OrderZona.com or call 800-936-9080. Clinical studies have shown more than a 10% drop in blood pressure for regular users of Zona Plus. Get yours today by calling 800-936-9080 or going online to OrderZona.com. Listeners of this station will save $50 by using promo code USA2017. Reduce your blood pressure now the safe and drug-free way. 800-936-9080 or OrderZona.com and use promo code USA2017. That's 800-936-9080.
This is Tony Clark again. This is Some Things About Money. We'll do a quick weather break, and then we'll get back to Joe Patton with Some Things About Money. Today is mostly sunny with a high near 43. Southwest wind 6 to 8 miles per hour. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 29. Tomorrow, Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 45. Light and variable wind becoming northwest 9 to 14 miles per hour in the morning. Wednesday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 26. Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 37, and Thursday night, a low near 23. Friday and the rest of the weekend looks mostly sunny with the highs to 40s and even into the 50s on Sunday. Back to you, Joe.
Well, thank you, Tony. I am back to talk about capital controls, perhaps driving demand for Chinese stock. Well, Andrew Haney, CFA, who is the senior research analyst, quantitative and international, for Ameriprise, has an answer to that question, or at least possibly the answer to that question. Judging strictly from the headlines, you might assume stocks in China are having a tough year. Dwindling foreign currency reserves, slowing economic growth, and tightening money policy help paint generally a negative picture for stocks in the world's second largest economy. However, the Hang Seng Enterprise Index, which is comprised of the Hong Kong listings of mainland Chinese companies, is among the top performing indices so far in 2017, gaining nearly 8% in the past 6 weeks and outperforming the S&P 500 by 4.1% year to date. The strong start to the year may come as a surprise, but it's the response of the People's Bank of China, to the negative headlines that might be helping to drive demand for equities. See, last week, the People's Bank of China surprised market participants by announcing that the country's foreign currency reserves fell by $12.3 billion below the $3 trillion level for the first time in 6 years. Now, debate over the necessary or ideal level for China's foreign exchange reserves is beyond the purview of my discussion. However, we do know that the People's Bank of China has sold dollars from its foreign exchange reserves to try to curb downward pressure on the Chinese currency, the yuan. In addition to direct intervention in currency markets, the Chinese government has sought to stem capital outflows by scrutinizing any corporate M&A activity that exceeds $1 billion. The crackdown on M&A is understandable when you consider that Chinese companies' overseas purchases surged in 2016 to over $150 billion, according to data provided by the Commerce Ministry. For their part, the Chinese government maintains that capital controls are intended to crack down on the fake transactions while continuing to clear genuine ones. So what does cross-border M&A have to do with large-cap Chinese stocks? One theory in which we see some validity is that regulators have constrained investment options and M&A activity such that, you know, like Hong Kong-listed shares have become one of the few viable options for investment. I mean, money held in Hong Kong by Chinese companies for potential M&A activity now appears to be being used to buy Hong Kong-listed blue-chip Chinese stocks. In our view, the H-share market represents a good choice for investors and companies that face challenges in bringing home money from out of the country. To be clear, new M&A restrictions are one of many contributions to the H-share resurgence, in our view. Improving economic readings, such as the strong export data released last Friday and the long-standing discount on Hong Kong equity listings versus their mainland-listed counterparts, clearly play roles in recent Chinese stock performance. We continue to believe in a highly selective approach when gaining exposure to potentially volatile emerging markets. The international focus list that Ameriprise has, for example, has several China-based firms, including Hang Seng Enterprise Index constituents, China Mobile, and PetroChina as well. So we still like China. So how many of you have already broken your New Year's resolutions? I know so many people, besides weight loss and, you know, getting to the gym and getting back in shape, getting healthier, so, you know, the new crash test dummies would not be indicative of your personal stature. Those things have gone by the board. But what about your financial resolution to get everything under control and focus exclusively on your financial plan as it related to your goals, your concerns? Well, we're still making the offer. It's not too late. Here we are. It's just February. It's still kind of the beginning of the year. And if you would like to have a sit-down and a conversation, especially about your retirement goals, now is never going to be a better time than now to really sit down with Michelle and I to find out what it is you may be thinking and what it is you may be doing that could or could not be putting you on the right track to be successful in reaching those goals. So, you know, give us a call at 908-713-6600 for that complimentary consultation, and we'd be more than happy to have that conversation with you. No obligation. We have no idea who you are, what you're about, or whether or not what we do is even in your best interest. You may be looking for a broker. You may be looking for an insurance agent. You may be looking for anyone else who doesn't necessarily adhere to a fiduciary standard. And For those of you who have been hiding under rocks someplace and don't know the difference, of course, fiduciary is doing what's in your best interest as opposed to suitability, which usually turns out to be doing what's in the company's best interest. So give us a call if you'd like to hear more about that and how it relates to you. Again, 908-713-6600. Six signs. You're ready to retire early. Speaking of retirement, I think we'll cover a couple of them before the next break. But, Sarita put together a really nice article on this because there are questions nearly all young and middle-aged workers have asked themselves. Should I leave my job and retire early? What would I need? How do I know when I'm ready? Kind of like the questions that Michelle and I ask when you take advantage of that consultation. If you're considering retiring early, you'll forego not only the headaches of working, but also the additional money earned that could have made your retirement even more comfortable. Well, to help you decide, there are six signs you may be able to retire early instead of continuing to work. And one of the favorite ones that we have deals with debt. You know, obviously, if you're sitting with tons of debt, you would need to continue to work because, after all, unless you're flush with cash and investments, how are you going to pay that debt? If your mortgage is paid off and you don't have any loans, credit lines, large credit card balances, or other debt, you won't have to worry about making large payments during retirement. And this leaves your savings and retirement income available to enjoy life after work and free to use in the event of an emergency rather than having it tied up and paying off large bills. Another sign is your financial savings exceeding your retirement goals. You planned, set a goal for retirement savings, and now your investments meet or exceed the amount you were hoping to save. This is another good sign, you know, that you could take an early retirement. However, keep in mind that if you do leave work several years before you plan to, your savings must be enough to cover these additional retirement years. If you didn't set up your retirement savings plan for an early retirement, you will need to recalculate the length of your savings, including these additional years. Also, depending on your age, you may not yet be eligible for Social Security or Medicare. Your financial savings will need to cover your expenses until you reach the eligible ages. Think, well, rule 25. Prepare to have 25 times the value of your annual expenses. Why 25? Well, that's the inverse of 4%. At that point, you really only need to achieve a 4% return per year to cover your annual expenses in perpetuity. A third sign, well, let's see, your retirement plans don't have an early withdrawal penalty. This is a biggie. No one likes to pay unnecessary penalties, and early retirees going to a fixed income are no different. If your retirement savings include a 457 plan, which doesn't have an early withdrawal penalty, retiring early and withholding from the plan won't cost you extra in penalties, but take note, you still have to pay taxes on what you withdraw. There's also good news for one of the early retirees with 401ks. If you continue working for your employer until you're at the age of 55, you are allowed to withdraw from your 401k without penalty when you retire or leave, as long as you don't roll it into an IRA. If you, let's say, you're at your 59th birthday, and that was at least 6 months ago, you'd be eligible to take penalty-free withdrawals from your 401k plans. There is a caution, however. If an employee retires before age 55, the early retirement provision is lost, and the 10% penalty will be incurred for withdrawals before age 59 and a half. Third option for penalty-free retirement plan withdrawals is to set up a series of substantially equal withdrawals over at least 5 years or until you are 59 and a half, whichever is longer. Like withdrawals from a 457 plan, you still have to pay the taxes on your withdrawals. If your retirement plans includes any of the above penalty-free withdrawal options, it's another point in your favor
of leaving work early. A fourth sign, your health care is covered. Health care can be incredibly costly, and early retirees should have a plan in place to cover health costs during the years after retiring and before becoming eligible for Medicare at age 65. If you have coverage through your spouse's plan, or if you can continue to get coverage through your former employer, this is another sign that early retirement could be a possibility for you. Take a look at the cost of an ambulance ride, blood tests, or monthly non-generic prescription to get an idea of how quickly your health costs can skyrocket. Another option for early retirees is to purchase private health insurance. If you have a health savings account, you can use tax-free deductions to pay for your out-of-pocket qualified medical expenses no matter what age you are. If you leave your job, you won't be able to continue making contributions into your health savings account, really. It's too early to say how health insurance and its costs will change and how affordable private health care will be given Donald Trump's campaign promises to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Keep in mind that COBRA may extend your health care coverage after leaving a job, though without your former employer's contributions to this insurance coverage, your costs with COBRA would probably be higher than other options. So we have two more signs to retire early, and I think we're going to hold off on those until we come back from our next break. This is Joe Patton, and you are listening to Some Things About Money.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And we're back. Well, we've covered four signs that you're ready to retire early. Let's get to number five. Number five, you can currently live on your retirement budget. Seems like common sense. Retirees living on fixed incomes, including pensions and or retirement plan withdrawals, usually have lower monthly incomes than they did when they were working. If you have already practiced sticking to your retirement income budget for at least several months, then you may be one step closer to an early retirement. If you haven't tried this yet, you may be in for a shock. So you want to test out your reduced retirement budget to get an immediate sense of how difficult living on a fixed income could be. You know, humans don't like change, and it's hard to break old habits once we've become accustomed to them. So, you know, doing that road test, that's a good idea. You know, you're essentially teaching yourself to develop the daily habits around which you can afford retirement. Number six, you have a new plan or project for retirement. Leaving work early to spend long days with nothing to do
will really lead to an unhappy early retirement and can also lead to increased spending, you know, like shopping and dining out an awful lot. Because after all, you have to fill your time doing something. Well, having a defined travel, well, let's say hobby or part-time employment plan, or even the outline of a daily routine can help you ease into an early retirement. Perhaps you'll replace sales meetings with a weekly golf outing or volunteering and add daily walks or trips to the gym. Plan a long overdue trip or take classes to learn a new activity. So all of those things are important. So if you provided a positive response and you've taken the time to train yourself for the new lifestyle that you will have for an early retirement, if you've done all those things, then you are certainly a candidate to consider it. Let's see. Bottom line, well, when it comes to deciding if you should retire early, there are, well, several signs to watch for. Being debt-free with a healthy retirement account that will support your extra years not working, that's going to be critical. In addition, you can withdraw money from accounts without penalty, get access to affordable health care coverage until your Medicare kicks in, and have a plan to enjoy your time not working while living on a retirement budget. Then, as I said, you might just be ready for early retirement. So, good luck. Other things today, Tony, let's see. What should people be doing with their money? I know that the Ameriprise Global Asset Allocation Committee periodically comes out with recommendations for their tactical view for asset allocation. So let's share some of that. Right now, looking at overweights, equal weights, and underweights for the U.S. equity sector, for example, we're looking at an overweight in the energy sector, an overweight in the financial sector, and an overweight in the healthcare sector. We're also looking at an overweight to a significant degree in information technology. Equal weight, well, that would work for consumer discretionary, as well as industrial and materials and telecom. But, however, the committee is recommending an underweight position for consumer staples, utilities, and real estate. Now, remember, that's an index weighting as it relates to the S&P 500 index on a plus or minus side. And really, in order to determine whether or not that's appropriate to you, it would be an idea to sit down with your financial advisor to go through what the standard weighting would be and how much of an overweight in those sectors would be appropriate. There's no one-size-fits-all here for you folks. As far as globally, the Asset Allocation Committee is looking around the world and saying that the only overweight recommendation we would make would be in the United States. And you know, they're talking about a recommended weighting of about 60% of your portfolio in U.S. As far as equal weight goes, Canada, Europe excluding the U.K., and Asia excluding Japan. In terms of underweight recommendations, we're looking at the United Kingdom, Latin America, Japan, and the Middle East and Africa region, pretty much for obvious reasons. Not exactly bastions of capitalism or, you know, places where you can feel safe about investing your money. So, that's what's going on there. Let's take another quick look at what the markets are doing. Dow Jones Industrial Average continues to be slightly green. Now, right now, the Dow's up 4.3 to 20,415. The S&P 500 is down 1.74 to 2326. And the NASDAQ is down 2.8 to 5761. In terms of Europe, European stocks closed mixed. The FTSE was down 10 points, or 0.14%. The DAX was down 2.62, or 0.02%. And the CAC in France was up 7.63, or 0.16%. Oil prices, well, looking at those cuts to trim oversupply of oil, has pushed oil a little bit higher today. Oil's currently up 35 cents a barrel to 53.28. Gold, well, trading flat as the dollar has been gaining on Chair Yellen's testimony. Gold is currently up 39, almost 40 cents an ounce to 1226.20. You know, looking at silver, silver is up 0.08%, 17.835. And copper, which we don't talk very much about, is down 1.9% today to 273. So kind of a mixed bag for metals. The 10-year Treasury, well, U.S. Treasuries continue to fall after the Yellen testimony, basically saying that the Fed shouldn't wait too long to have their rate hike, which sort of bashed bonds today. The 10-year yield we're looking at right now of 2.491%. So that's sort of a mishmash of what's going on in U.S. and overseas markets and bonds. So here we are wrapping up the show. We're just about ready to go for the day, and I want to give you one more reminder about the soup cook-off on Monday, February 27th from 5 to 7 over at Central High School. Great cause. I mean, you know, I can't say enough about what the people do at food banks. I know our office has done some volunteer work with Meals on Wheels, and there are a lot of people in need, even in Hunterdon County, as wealthy as our county here is. So let's not forget these folks. And, you know, most people who have to take advantage of the good graces of the people who run these food banks, they really don't want to be in the position where they have to. But, you know, you have to eat, you have families to feed, and, you know, it's good to have these organizations available to them in Hunterdon County to help take the edge off of the bad times that they're working through at this point. So please, you know, take some time. Come on out on the 27th to Central High School. It's about a $15 contribution to get in. You're going to get stuffed with some of the best soup you ever had in your life. We'll even give you a roll and some water to wash it down with. But come on out. It's about a two-hour event. There's going to be door prizes. There's some great people from the Rotary Clubs of Hunterdon County who put this on every year. And it's an opportunity to make a difference in your community for people who live in this community with you that really need that. So, again, it's Monday, the 27th, 5 to 7. Hope to see you there. I'm planning on having representation, you know, from the office, and you're going to meet a lot of great people at Rotary as well. So, and oh, by the way, when you come in, bring some cans of food with you. There'll be some baskets there, and those cans will also be delivered to any number of the food pantries here in the county. You've been listening to Some Things About Money. This is Joe Patton, Certified Financial Planner, with Tony Clark. I thank you, Tony, for your work on the board again today. And we will see you next week, or you'll actually hear us next week. You have a great day.